The following is part of KRCB's Health Connections, an ongoing series of reports to promote community health and well-being in the North Bay.
That's the sound of pertussis, or whooping cough, in a baby of 22 months. She's having trouble catching her breath between the hacking coughs that mark this disease. For those with first-hand experience, it's a terrible sound.
I've seen children actually die of pertussis. It's a horrible, horrible thing. Not too many people have actually witnessed it or seen it or even known anybody, because it doesn't affect adults or adolescents the same way it affects children.
That's Therese Stanley Tatel, the immunization nurse at the Petaluma Health Center.
It starts out as a really hacky, repetitive cough. And because babies' windpipes are so pliable and small, and they just can't catch the breath after a while.
Generally, babies are vaccinated at about 2 months for tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. But every 10 years or so, our immune systems need an update.
All vaccines, your immunity to them is different. And this one particularly, by the time they're 10, 11, 12 years old, the immunity wanes and goes away. And so that's why everybody needs the booster shot.
But 3 years ago, in 2010, California saw the worst outbreak of pertussis in more than half a century. 9,000 cases were reported to the California Department of Public Health. 800 people were hospitalized, and there were 10 deaths, all of them babies, too young to be vaccinated.
Clearly, they don't have immunity when they're at their most vulnerable time.
Jonathan Cho is a family medicine physician at the Petaluma Health Center and the director of women's health. He says whooping cough is present at low levels throughout the year. But public health officials have noticed that it seems to move through the population in 3 to 5 year cycles. So far, there is no indication that 2013 will be as bad as 2010. But Cho says it's important to remain vigilant.
We know that if we don't promote pertussis vaccinations, it will come back. And it's not a question of if, it's just a question of when, if we're not vigilant about that.
To protect vulnerable infants, healthcare providers try to ensure that everyone around newborns have up-to-date shots. They call it cocooning. And in the past few months, they've been trying something new, based on updated suggestions from the Center for Disease Control, vaccinating mothers in the early third trimester, even if they've recently had a booster.
When the mother is vaccinated, they get a boost in their antibodies to pertussis, and those can pass passively to the baby through the placenta. We definitely encourage that in our pregnant population, and we've had some great success in doing that.
Dr. Cho and Nurse Tatel hope that this relatively new step will help prevent anything like the terrible 2010 pertussis season from happening again. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections report, making the connections for healthy communities.